when I get home to make sure I got home in one piece.
Oh, you look that shot, huh?
Oh, yeah. I was dragging.
Did you call them when you got home?
Yes, I did.
What a nice friend you are.
No, what a nice friend he is of being concerned.
Truly concerned, he would have driven you home himself.
That's kind of difficult because he goes in with the Long Island Railroad and he had an appointment to meet with someone for dinner in the city.
Hey, excuses.
And besides, since I left early, he had to stay and watch the shop.
He just wanted you out of sight, you know? He had some nefarious plans, and he just needed you to be gone.
Okay, if you want to look at it that way.
Do, and when I squint, it looks even stranger.
Well, your vision is permanently blurred by all those substances you've used as a younger.
About the substances I used, like, last night.
Well, I didn't want to get into that.
So I heard from Kramer on Friday. I think it was Friday. We had a small drama. I don't know what else happened, but I know we definitely had a small drama.
Oh? Only a small drama? He's probably saving the rest of it for when he gets up here to let us know. What was the small drama?
He said somewhere in the Carolinas, one of his wheels on the truck just kind of like cracked and disintegrated.
Are you talking about the wheels as far as the hubs that the tires are mounted on, or are you talking about further internal, the brake drums or rotors or things like that?
Said wheel. Wheel is what the tire is mounted on. The wheel comes off the vehicle with the tire, you know, goes back on. The wheel.
Oh, the thing that on the bus goes round and round.
Yes, the thing that on the bus goes round and round. Apparently, there was some kind of a structural defect or something, I don't know. Maybe his lug nuts were on too tight, and he said it just, like, disintegrated. He wound up having to buy a wheel and a tire.
Oh, it disintegrated to the point where it ripped and shredded the tire also. Wonderful.
I'm talking about, like, you know, it broke apart.
Okay. I wonder if he had any damage to the underside of the truck. Because if it broke apart, the truck falls. Or maybe it was one of the real ones and he got those dualies.
Ask him. I'm pretty sure it was a rear. I'm pretty sure it was one of the rears. Because he said he was doing like 78 miles an hour when it happened.
Yeah, if it was one of the front ones, he would have been more of a drama than a little mini-drama.
Yeah, if it had been a front one, he would have wrecked.
And you know this could only happen to Kramer.
This is a exclusively Kramer. Or the only other person it could have possibly happened to would have been Broken Johnny's brother-in-law, when we used to hear all those brother-by-law stories.
Yeah. Probably. So this trip down south for the boat just became a little more expensive.
However, he's got deep pockets.
sounds like he likes to think he does.
You, I just passed the Creedmoor Amateur Radio Club where they serve soup to nuts. And CPN Mobile.
Well, I'm not in a rush this morning. I have nothing that needs to be done until 8 o'clock other than put some nourishment in the bod. I'm on the four-laner.
Oh, so how did that special meeting go that you had a call?
Well, Friday morning, I'm sitting down at breakfast, and my boss, who was also a dean, said, there was a lot of talk last night at the formal about a meeting you called this morning. I said, last night was the senior formal? He said, yeah. I said, uh-oh. I would say at least a third of the students, because of the seniors, did not show up. I just let them know what was going on. I said, this can't happen. And then I walked away very quietly. I let them know that there were some amongst them who caused this whole thing. And, oh, I understand that everyone's trying to figure out who the culprits were.
Oh, yeah, well, they'll figure it out.
I don't think so, because I got an email from one of the culprits who asked me, please don't tell them who that was me. And I said, well, if you had been to the meeting, which let her know that I knew she wasn't there, if you had been to the meeting, you would have heard me say, I'm not going to say who it is.
And why didn't she go to the meeting?
I don't remember. She gave me some half-assed excuse.
Really?
Yep. She and one other have to contact the people in Central Sterilization to arrange for their penance.
Yep. I guess it all comes with a price.
And, you know, the wild thing is the two people who got tagged by Central Sterilization with, quote, sharps, unquote, in cassettes, or sticking out of cassettes that they turned back in, they said they never used that kind of thing. They don't know how it got into the cassette.
Well, go prove that.
Well, I said to him, if you remember, I told them a long time ago that if they're using the cubicle, I don't want to hear, this is the way I left it. I got it, so I left it that way. No, it's your cubicle. It's your responsibility.
Well, I never used that instrument. Well, how did it wind up in your cassette?
I don't know.
Maybe if you had been keeping track of your cassette, you would have known.
One of the students, the one who didn't show up to the meeting, said that she had checked out a cassette on her card for someone else. She said that's the last time she's doing that.
There's an answer for you.
Yep. And you know, I don't talk about it from the point of view of the sharps. When they first hit the clinic floor and I give them an orientation, one of the things I always do is they say, you're checking them out, they scan your equipment card up against the barcode on that cassette, you're now responsible. If it doesn't get back, guess who's getting charged for the instrument?
Now next semester you can have another little story that you can relate, and you can go, not only that, but if you are so, shall we say, unintelligent enough to use your card to check out equipment for somebody else, you better trust that person with your life, because that person holds their life in your hands.
Well, not up to me at this point. The scary part what I did in the story, that one of the workers in CSU was, quote, poked with a burr that was sticking out of the cassette, unquote. Now, I have no idea if it broke the skin. I have no idea if he got hurt at all. But I just said, just think about this. You people get an occupational exposure. You get stuck with something. You panic, even though you know the medical history of this patient is clean. Think about that poor guy down in central sterilization. He doesn't even know who the patient is. The medical history.
Yeah, imagine how panicked he is.
Yeah, that was part of my my little dissertation. And I said, and you know, if this were to happen in your office once you're out of here, you are financially liable for the medical care of your employee, and that includes long-term care if this turns out to be an infectious disease that they end up contracting.
That's right. It's all about workers' comp.
Yep. I think I may have gotten my point across to those who showed up.
Hey, you inherit that person for the rest of your natural-born life, or their natural-born life.
Yep. It was interesting, the reactions I got to, you know, the first email I had sent out is that the meeting was going to be at 7:45, and I got a flood of emails. I got to be here, I got to be there, I can't come, every excuse under the sun. So I just turned around and said, since I'm being flooded with emails and you can't make it at 7:45 due to rotation, we'll make it at 7:30.
Hey, you told me that already.
Not one email came back after that.
There you go. But you still had half of them missing, right?
I would say I had about 50% of the senior class didn't show up at least.
Out of your total class, what was that, one quarter, one third?
Well, when you add in the juniors who either legitimately or illegitimately didn't make the meeting, it had to have been about a third of the group didn't show.
Well, there you have it.
Word got around to everyone, though.
It usually will.
When I was talking to my boss about the meeting, because he said, what kind of meeting are you holding? I told him what was going on, and I said, what was supposed to do, ignore it? He said, no, you're doing the right thing, but I don't know if I would have done it.
He just would have let it slide?
Had I realized that the senior formal was the night before, I don't know if I would have held it first thing in the morning, maybe at lunchtime or at 4 o'clock after clinic, but then I would have had to stuck around also.
Oh well, you were already shot.
Yeah, that would have just made the meeting that much worse for them, because I would have had to stick around for it. Well, this week, I can more or less say there won't be any seniors in the clinic, at least for the first half of, you know, well, since I don't work on Friday, for most of this week.
It should be quiet, right?
Yeah, it's going to be real quiet. This evening, they have their, quote, senior boat ride, the Circle Line with food and booze. And that's tonight. I could go on it if I want to, but I don't want to blow off the office hours yet again. Tomorrow evening they have an organized situation from the university. It's called Grad Alley. I let them out of clinic for that. Wednesday, which will prevent them from being in clinic at the first session in the afternoon, is the all-university commencement up at Yankee Stadium. Thursday is the first day of the week. They don't have a special event. But it's also technically their last day in school if I've signed them out.
So far, other than your sharps violators, you're signing everybody out. So, what's the diff?
Negative. Only about half will be signed out by the end of this week because they have completed their requirements. The other half has not. So they'll be here the week after and the week after until they finish their requirements.
Boy, summer school.
Well, they've got a lot at stake because a lot of them have residency programs they got to get to, which start July 1st, and there's usually an orientation sometime in June. So they got to start and report sometime in June. They can't report to that until I release them.
Wow. So you, like, hold all this power.
They don't realize it, but I need to submit a grade. My grade is the final grade that they get, because mine cannot be submitted. Even if they complete all the requirements of my course, there's one little requirement that says you have to have completed the requirements in all the other courses to get a grade in my course.
Or like the all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful Oz. And Sweetie and Mobile, by the way.
N2ZEP Mobile. Yeah, I consider it like the gatekeeper.
We're on the verge of a glare report from the Freedom Tower. I can see the impending glare of getting ready.
Well, it is that time of year. I got the polarized lenses on, so if it does come, it shouldn't get me too bad.
When it happens, it's bad.
Well, we should complain and have them rotate the building about 5 degrees.
Sure, that they took all this into consideration.
Guaranteed, no one took that into consideration.
Yep, I think they did. I think they did too, sent to ASS.
Okay, that was an interesting courtesy tone about 4 different notes. Good morning, Kramer. Wah, oh, wah.
Oh, tired. That's all I have to say, I'm tired.
Why are you so tired, Kramer?
I did that run. I went to Florida, all the way around Florida, down the west coast, all the way down there to the bottom, across, and all the way back up. And we did that straight. So, I'm tired.
I thought you said the driving was going to be a piece of cake.
It was, but then when I came home yesterday, I got home at like 7 in the morning, and I had to rip the granite out of my kitchen, because I have them ripping up my kitchen today. So I ripped the granite out, and then I had to get, you know, everything out of the kitchen so they could do whatever they got to do with the floors and everything else. And then I got a call because my friend's mother passed away, and I had to go to a wake last night. So I haven't rested yet. And now I'm going to work.
Richie, you want to mention that it was poor timing to do this on the same weekend he had to rip apart a kitchen?
Why should I do that?
I just thought you might want to mention it. Why? Why would I want to do that? Okay, Kramer, we won't mention that it was poor timing that you picked the weekend that you had to demolish your kitchen.
Yeah, well, they were coming Monday. I made it back on time. So, I made it back. And that motorcycle thing is nice. Richie, did you get the picture? I sent the picture. I don't know if it went through to your phone.
Saw something from you. I didn't get a chance to look at it this morning. Oh, you picked up a trailer in the bag for him?
No, I picked up, a trailer and then a boat and then a motorcycle and then came back home. But, sorry, right, and my rim exploded. I never saw that happen, the aluminum rim. It must have had a hairline crack in it. I have no idea why it exploded. It just, the rim actually collapsed while we were driving. It was the weirdest thing. It just, we heard a clicking, and I looked, and I saw a crack in the rim. I'm like, look at this crap. So we went, we tried to get off the exit. We didn't make it.
It's when you over-tighten your lug nuts.
No, it cracked on the outer rim, on the very outer rim. It cracked, and then that crack got bigger, and then the rim kind of folded in on itself. And that was it. That ended it. So we ended up buying a steel rim, like a used one, and a new tire. Just stuck it on there to finish the trip out.
This was on the tire, I assume?
Actually, I missed that. You broke. Say that again.
Front or rear, and inner or outer?
Oh, if it was the rear, I would have just continued on. You know, there's enough tires back there to handle it. It was the front right. That is a rough trip. I'll tell you, it's a rough to do that in one shot. You know, like that. We stopped for 2 hours in Florida and then continued back on the way. We made it, though. We did it.
So, Kramer, if this was the front tire and you knew there was a crack in it, why didn't you change it before it totally disintegrated? Don't you carry a spare?
You mean when I do? No, we don't. No spare in my truck. And, we have six tires. I mean, I could have taken the back one off on the inside and put it on the front. The inside rear is the same as the front. So I could have done that, but, we just got someone local there, and that was it. We changed the tire. Everyone up there has pickup trucks. We're lucky. When you get upstate, that's what everyone's in upstate. You know, up that way, south, everybody has pickup trucks. So there were tons of parts for it everywhere.
And I would have thought that you would have pulled that wheel off the vehicle before it totally disintegrated. Once you knew there was a problem, you go at high speed.
No, that's what a normal person would have probably done. It's not so easy with a truck like that. But, we just said, oh, let's just get to the exit and try to get to a tire place, but it didn't work. And the exit wasn't far. We're lucky we pulled over where we were. The exit was only, I don't know, not far. We drove maybe a half a mile, and it fell apart. We were going slow when it happened. But that amazed me. I don't know why. I never saw an aluminum rim. It just collapsed. Richie?
I had heard a phone ringing before. I don't know if it was on this frequency or the other one I'm monitoring. Richie, you there?
Then Skeevy's phone, because it's not mine. And to be being...
All right. So you got one of the two bikes, Kramer?
Yeah, oh well. Yeah, the other one, they sold it out from, it was still there, but I have a feeling that one of the guys in the, at the estate sale decided that it was worth it for him to take it. That's what I think happened. Either way, it is what it is. I mean, I tried. I argued for it. It didn't work. That was a nice bike, that other bike. That bike was, it was called a Ducati 999. That was a nice bike.
Well, that was the coulda, woulda, shoulda. What did you end up getting?
I got a rare bike. It was an 88 Kawasaki that they only made for, it was, as soon as the first production run came out, they got sued by Harley because it was an exact copy of a Harley, exact down to the sound. So they got sued, so they had to take it out of production. So that bike, it's a rare one, which is kind of nice. I don't think it's worth all that much money, but you'll never see one again. I've never seen one. And it's a nice bike. So I'm happy with that. And that's it. I sent Richie Richer a picture. I know how clear it'll look.
Kept trying to get parts for that bike.
Well, so far it says, I think the motor should be the same as the other bikes. I don't know. I think I can get parts. I don't know. Either way, I mean, the bike's immaculate. I mean, not a mark on it. No miles on it. It's an immaculate bike.
If it's an older bike, Kawasaki's not responsible for having spare parts anymore. And if there are so few of them made, the aftermarket people probably never made the parts. So, good luck. Things eventually wear out.
Oh, I just like it. I'm probably not going to use it that much. I just like it. It's a nice looking bike. But, I don't know. You know, it's interesting. I'm going to look into that anyway just to see what parts are available. With bikes, I think you can mix and match a lot of stuff.
Dreaming. Yeah, you might be able to interchange a hose or a cable. But if something major goes, nah, you're going to need the manufacturer's part or an aftermarket version of it. They made that bike for 1 year, you're going to have a really hard time finding parts for that bike. God forbid you need any parts.
Yep, you guys could have a point there. You could have a point. But I'll tell you, that thing is so clean. It's immaculate. So I took that thing home. Although I do have to, when I got it home, I did notice, you know, when I was trying to start it, I got a little drip coming out of a carburetor. And I think it's got a sticky float or something. So I probably will get them rebuilt. Or maybe just try to run that seafoam through and see if that does anything. Weird
but let's not discuss it.
So how far are you in your travels?
Just came back onto the main road after the Gaga. So I'm not too far before I go Submariner.
Hey, that's one thing I would have liked to see get built. I would have loved to see how they do those tunnels like that.
They're building a couple. You want to go search them out?
I've looked at it in books. It is kind of amazing, though, if you think about it. You know?
The tunnels, if I remember correctly, are put through the bedrock below the river. So they're totally going through the earth, not just being sunk. That would be cool if they built the whole tunnel up on top and sink it down in sections and fuse it together, and it lays on the bottom.
I guess they would have been worried about something possibly hitting it. But I know, that's what I remember people telling me that years ago. Oh, they made a big tube and then they sunk it. And then they emptied it out. Some crazy stuff like that.
In theory, I guess it could be done, but it wouldn't be very stable.
No, it would float up probably, and then, you know, a lot of things could happen, shifting everything else. So, it's just interesting. You know, and how wide, I don't know. I'd love to see what's in there. You know, I wonder how big it is, other than the roadway that we could see. I wonder how far it extends out from that. You know, like if, you know, how, is it two separate tubes that they have, like, for the Midtown, or is it one big tube?
I have no idea.
Figured ye of all information would know that.
Got into that. I do know that the Manhattan side, once you get into the Manhattan, the tubes go in different directions, so it might be split at the entrance. Who knows?
Yeah, I know. It's interesting. And I wonder how wide. You know, it's just somewhere I'd like to see. It's big. Always interested me.
Well, speaking about tunnels, I'm about to go into one, so it's time to say 7-3. And Zeddy B is clear at the Midtown Tunnel.
All right, take care.
Worthwhile and useful, and
that broke up your routine. Anyway, sounds like you got a nice view from the bridge this morning. Skies are quite clear coming down from Winchester. So imagine they're the same over the Hudson. Anyway, I don't know if you were home on the weekend or not. Sounds like you were. Yesterday afternoon was a huge opening for propagation on HF. Pretty much across the band. It was pretty amazing.
Oh, I was home. But I was doing, catching up on work, you know, yesterday. Even went into the office, Brooklyn, for a few hours. So, I didn't have a chance to get on here. Maybe I'll check it out later in the week, today, tomorrow, something like that. I did hope to get one of my HF antennas back up, so, I can't work HF. I have to finish putting the HF gear in the car now. Should do that. Maybe I'll do that this week. Yeah, the course was interesting because we didn't find things what they used to do in two. You know, they made it pretty grueling. I've usually gotten in the high 90s on these courses, and this one I scraped by with an 80. But, you know, it wasn't really anything new. It was like different ways of doing things that I already know how to do. It was a refresher for me, too. I stopped installing this particular system in, and I just started doing it again recently, the last few months. So, the refresher was good for me, but now they're making us every 3 years, they got to get me certified now. We just got certified and that was it. Then to use their D5 back over to KC2KKX, pick it up.
I know I'm in a spot here. Hopefully I'm getting... So...
Only needed for downloading. Now even to run the program we needed, and you have to renew it every 6 months, like just to keep a tight rein on that you sell the proper amount of their equipment. they're all keyed in on your numbers now, so that was one of the reasons why I stopped selling it. I wasn't meeting the numbers. They dropped me, but now they reinstated me. I got to keep the numbers up, put it in. I don't know if that answered the question you were asking. Hopefully you're in a better spot now. Maybe I can hear you.
And the systems are very,
typically, you know, they don't call it, you know, they both have changed the name a few years back. They don't call them commercial firewalls now. Now they call them building life safety systems. Because they do a lot more than just ring bells and strobes and stuff. You know, because there's communications involved in the systems, and there's, systems are interfaced with the buildings, the air conditioning and elevator systems and so on, and, different things happen, if this happens, you know, there's all kinds of different scenarios, you know, for example, you have a fire on the first floor, you don't want the elevators to have the capability of coming to the first floor, people will walk right into the fire. Of course, in New York City, they haven't woken up to that yet, but in the rest of the country, that's the way it is. So when I do a job in Westchester or Long Island or Jersey, I need to keep that in mind. But when I do it in New York, everything, the fire elevator has to be locked down on the first floor, available for fire departments only. A lot of different regulations and certain...
Repeater, timeout. Repeater, timeout. Cancel.
If I have it. Yeah, I got most of what you said before you timed out. And, well, I guess New York City, the average building is taller than most other places, so the priorities for the fire department, that would, I imagine, be their perspective. Anyway, back to you, Neff.
Well, the truth is that New York City, well, Chicago has a couple of quite tall buildings. There are tall buildings. I mean, we had, there were like four of, out of 12 of us in the court, there were four of us in the metropolitan area, and the rest were from all over the country, and one guy... Fire alarm cap. SND5D back to you.
George, hello. Back.
Okay, I don't know if you can copy me or not, but I'm definitely in a bad area now. I'm in Midtown, on 30th and 10th Avenue. I'll give it one shot to see if it's, are you with me or should I find?
Well, I can still pick you out. It's kind of like listening to T-Rex.
Okay, well, let's see how I'm coming across town now. I'm probably going to lose you, or you'll lose me, whatever the case may be. I'll lose the repeater. I think it makes sense for me to find now. Where are you on the 3rd Avenue Bridge now?
No, the Deacon's backed up. I'm not even at the exit yet. So I'll probably take the Triborough this morning. Not sure why it's all backed up, but we'll get to Manhattan. All right, well, anyway, have a great day. 73, N2UZD, KC2KKX, we're clear.
Okay, have a wonderful day. KC2KKX, this is N2UZD.